again, this is our third shiur on Kiddush HaChodesh. As we have seen, the Chinuch and the Mincha Mishneh following suit, the Kiddush HaChodesh here is very, very expansive. And between the length and the esoteric nature of some of the stuff, we are not going to do the entire Mincha Mishneh. We would be learning for months and months if we did. So we will skip around a little bit. We're going to cover one big topic today, but even that is going to require us to do a little bit of skipping. I want to start really where we left off, though. We won't skip in the beginning, and that is on page Chaf Aleph of your new Minchas Chinuchs, and that's where you have in the parentheses the Beis, or in the bracket the Gimel. And you see on the left-hand margin, they tell us that the topic for tonight, this is the big topic we're going to skip through, hopefully finish two pages from now, is Kiddush Lamafreya. And this is going to be a well-known and controversial shita of the Rambam, which the Minchas Chinuch is going to discuss, and hopefully we can discuss with them as well. And the question, of course, being hinted at, is to what extent can you be Mekadesh the Chodesh retroactively? What exactly does that mean? When would you do it? Why might people argue with that? So let's see how the topic develops. So first, before he even gets into that, the Rambam tells us something else. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Rambam telling us something else, a little less controversial. And that is, the Rambam tells us, as the Minchas Chinuch quotes here, in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, Shim Bezdin Ro Halavana, Basof Yom Tisha V'Esrim, V'Adayin Hu Yom, it's close to the end of the day of the 29th, so there's a risk that no witnesses are going to come now, and they themselves see the Levana. So what's the Shaila? Do you need witnesses as separate individuals, witnesses coming to Bezdin, or could the Dayanim wear two hats, judge and witness? And Rama Paskins, Yecholim Ba'atzmam L'Kadesh, V'od Yom U'Mekadshim L'Haba, they are allowed to be witnesses and judges at the same time.
You don't have to wait till
9,
I guess.
No, that's what he says. The Haino Biyom, Tisha Vesrim, Makad Yom, Shloshim, and that will be with anticipation. They can Makadish the. No, but they're a part of the Bezdin. No, the Bezdin themselves. You have three people. Again, according to the Rambam, there will be three people minimally. They're from the Sanhedrin. Two of them, I mean, maybe all three of them see it, but then two of them, so to speak, offer it to the third. So they are, so to speak, wearing two hats. They're testifying, and they're also serving as the Bezdin. And once they offer that testimony, then as a group of three, they can Mekadosh it. And what's the Svar? The Rambam tells us, take a look, next line, the Im Bezdin Atzvam Ro'u B'Yom, Ein Zrichan L'Kabel Edim. They don't need any further Edim. Famous Klal, the Lo Tia Shmiya G'dola Meiria. Right? If the Bezdin can be Mekadosh it based on just what they heard, so certainly if they themselves saw it, that should be sufficient. Ayin Shigir Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Hayam Beis. Fine. And then he points out the Rambam that we don't do Kiddush HaChodesh at night because it's a Maitzeh Bezdin, and Maitzeh Bezdin doesn't occur at night. Okay, Ad Kan the Hagdama. Now we get to the big topic, which will take us the whole shiur, and as I say, it's a complicated topic in its own right. Hinei Daf HaRambam. The Rambam has four or five halachos at the end of Perek Gimel, in which he develops the following. Im Bezdin Yashvu Kol Hayom Shloshim V'lo Ba'o Edim. Okay, let's paint the picture. The 30th day is the first day they could get witnesses. They're waiting a whole day, and no witnesses are coming. V'hishkimu B'neshef, it's getting nightfall. Neshef is an awkward phrase. The Gemara Brachos, supposed to remember, Dav Gimel, uses that phrase and eventually determines that means nightfall. So it's getting nightfall. The Bezdin says, listen, we're retired for the day. Nobody came. But what happens if they didn't come on the 30th? The Rambam told us before we saw this last week. It's automatic. There's only two choices, either 30th or 31st. So if they didn't come on the 30th, we know it's going to be an Ibur Chodesh, and they could, we already know automatically the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. If Ibur Chodesh, Yersham, the Rambam already told us about that phenomenon. Then at some point later, even 4 or 5 days later, I feel myself a Chodesh, even till the end of the month. Bo Edim Rachokim Vehi Idu Shiro Asachodesh Bizmano. All of a sudden, wouldn't you know it, out of nowhere come in two witnesses and they say that back on day 30, we in fact saw a new Chodesh, a new moon. Haino Leil Shloshim. Now, do you accept them or not? I would have thought, what to talk about? It's been a week already and we assumed that day 31st was Rosh Chodesh. We're holding by the 6th of the month. Now you want to tell me that really in retrospect we're only on the 7th because really Rosh Chodesh was the 30th, not the 31st? You know, that train's left the station. That was what you would have thought. Kamash Malan says the Rambam, no, we take this very seriously. And we go through a very rigorous process. Now, after all, it's a little there should be an instinctive skepticism. If you stood on day 30, where have you been? So as a result, we thoroughly investigate them and cross-examine them. Ma'ayim im aleihem. We scare them. We try to intimidate them. Ma'trifin osam b'shelos. And we badger them with questions and trick questions and trick questions. U'mishtalin bezen shalikachu asachodesh. And they do anything they can to see if they can trip them up so that we could keep the status quo. But im amdu ha'edim be'edusan acharayim. If nevertheless they pass through the gauntlet and their testimony is still unimpeached, Chozrinu Mekadshim, Taka, in retrospect of Mafreya, we accept their testimony and our Mekadosh Techodosh. Umonin Miyom Shloshim, and we go back from day 30 and count that as our Shchodosh and then count forward.
So the fourth of the month would end up being the third of the month.
No, the fifth. It was a day earlier.
The fifth would be the fourth.
No. It's a day later than you thought. Shall I explain? I'll use the board?
It's a day later.
I'm saying so today we're further in the month. We're further along in the month.
You're pushing back a day.
We use days of the week. We thought Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, and it turns out Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. So obvious, we're ahead of where we thought we were. Exactly. So we thought it's day four. Now we're going to say no. Now it's really day five.
Now, when we say, for example, that let's say this happened on.
Good, so what if there's a holiday in between?
Once we're Mekadosh Chodesh Nisan, so everybody, the Beis Din in essence, because we have the cost of Mekadosh.
Exactly, yeah.
So once we're Koveya, that on that day of the 15th, you can take that away all of a sudden?
Isn't that incredible? So let's see, that's what we have two pages to learn today. Not exactly, because Seged Yom is if we didn't know, if they didn't get the information yet. Not if they said one day is Rosh Chodesh and I want to change their mind.
There's no concern that somebody else is going to come?
Well, but Pashtus, no, not until the Rambam showed up.
Right.
And we'll have to see where the Rambam got it from. But Pashtus, if you were just teaching, you know, in a beginner's class, I did Seged Yom, it wouldn't be because of this. It would just be because it could be that people who looked far away wouldn't get the message in time. But that's not the same thing as this. This is much more extreme. This is much more radical. This is saying... It's unbelievable. So let's keep that. Obviously, it's a very, very provocative Rambam. You can imagine why this would grab the Minchas Chinuch's attention. So he continues the Rambam. There's still a big quote from the Rambam. V'im hutruchu bezin l'hanichum ubar manichin abren er tachorish l'tzorach. He points out something which is parenthetical for our purposes, but it does relate to a larger point, which is that the Rambam accepts the opinion of the Gemara that if based on Cheshbon, the Chazal understood that this needs to be an Ibur month, then even if witnesses said they thought on day 30, if they have the power to make it a 31. In other words, there could only be, I think it was either 8 or 9, I think up to...
31.
There would be 31. No, the Rosh Chodesh is on day 31. Saying they have a right to make it an Ibur month, I think it could be up to 8.
I think it's up to eight.
So let's say this is already... this is three quarters of the year and they already had eight times, or whatever that number is, that were already day 31. Day 30. So let's say, or vice versa. And so we know that Al-Pi Cheshbon, we need to take a more aggressive view. So this is part of the larger issue, which we've seen a few indications of, that as much as we're focused on Edim, there is an idea of Cheshbon, and not only are they doing that like alongside, in extreme cases, the Rambam passing, they can even override Edim. So the Rambam just adds that in, but that's not really the purpose of this halakha anyway. But bottom line... this process is a mitzvah. We have a backup. Usually the Cheshbon is just a backup. It's a backup. We've got a backup generator.
The point that if we need it, we can neglect.
But that's rare. That's just the silver bullet we hold in the back. That's not common. However, the Rambam continues, if you skip two lines, Avo Benisan V'Tishrei Imbo Ha'edim Chasi Chodesh, if they come within up to half a month late, Ein ma'ayim in alayim. We don't even try to intimidate them. Chozer namon in miyom shloshim. And we always go, we automatically go back. Ein ma'ayim in alayim. She'idu al-chodesh ru bizmano k'dei abro. Avo ma'ayim in alayim. She'idu skalkula eidusan. Now, what exactly the Rambam is hinting at, which about some hierarchy with Nisan and Tishrei as opposed to other things, that's exactly what we're going to pick up with now. So let's skip the bottom line. This is a long four or five halachas of the Rambam. The basic point we need to know was just simple, that the Rambam holds that even after they've automatically assumed it's an Iver month, because Chodesh Malay, because after all, no one came on day 30, but if it turns out they came sometime later, if they have a good excuse and they pass through the rigorous cross-examination, in retrospect, the Rambam holds the Mafreya, we could be Mekadosh the Chodesh. That's the Shitas Rambam, and that's what we're going to be focusing on. So the first thing is, where in the world does the Rambam get this from? There is no Gemara that ever addresses this. The Rambam made up this Chiddush. So the Minchas Chinuch's first effort is going to try to be, where did the Rambam get this from? Next paragraph. Ulfiyani Esaiti, Din Zeh, Demekadshin, Lamafreya, Yatzalom, Yisug, Yisashas. The following sugya is the source of the Rambam. We're not going to see all of the questions back and forth that the Minchas Chinuch says are in the Gemara and all the different ways the Rambam answers that, because that would take us at least 2 or 3 weeks. That's the full 2 pages here. But we'll see the basic one and then maybe 1 or 2 others. But let's first see the basic Gemara. Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Beis, top of the Amud is a Mishnah, a very important Mishnah. The Mishnah there tells us the following. Al Shnei Chadashim Mechal Nefesh Shabbos. The Shaila there is, witnesses. Do you tell them, if for whatever reason, I'm not even, whatever the details would be, that in order to get to Beis Din on time, to testify before nightfall, they saw on day 30. So if they don't make it by nightfall, it's Safalim, because then we're already at day 31, we didn't need them. So there's a big inyan to try to get them there on time, if they taka saw on day 30. So let's say there's a way to get there, but it'll require Chil Shabbos. Let's say day 30 is a Shabbos. And they're running. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah starts off by saying, only for Nisan and Tishrei would you tell the witnesses to be Mechal Shabbos. Shebehen Shluchin Yotzin L'Surya Ubehen Mesakten Esan Mavados. Because it's for Dafka those 2 months that it's most important that the witnesses, that the shluchim of the Beis Din go out, Surya is just an example, it means for Chutz La'aretz, because those are the 2 months, as the Mishnah then continues, Mesakten Esan Mavados, those are the 2 months where we have biblical holidays that are dependent on Kiddush HaChodesh.
This is talking about the shluchim going out to tell everybody, not
no. So the Eidim can be Mechal Shabbos, because it's so important that we get the information on time, because it's for those 2 months that we have to send out shluchim because of the holidays. After all, what are the biblical holidays? We have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. That's all Tishrei. We have Pesach, it's in Nisan. And Shavuos, but Shavuos you don't need Kiddush HaKodesh for, because you just have to count. So it's really...
You don't need Yom Kippur, all you need is Tishrei.
Those are the months, I'm saying, where you have the holidays that are relevant to determining Rosh Chodesh. So that's why Rosh Hashanah is famous for the 2 days. That's why they have the Yom Arichta Rosh Hashanah. Again, that's not our topic. But the point is, so about those two, this is a Mishnah. This is not even a Rambam. This is certainly not a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah. And then the Mishnah adds, all of that is only Durabonon. Kishayah Beis HaMikdash Kayim, but in the Zman HaMikdash, Mechal and Afal Kulam. No, then we would elect Chil Shabbos for any month. Aye, there's no holiday in Mar Cheshvin. Mipnei Takanas HaKarbon, because there's a special Karbon Musaf that's brought on Rosh Chodesh. So you need to know, should you bring the Karbon Musaf today or not? If it turns out that they don't get here on time, so then we're not going to have brought the carbon when we should have brought the carbon today. Ad kan the Mishnah. Perish Rashi. Let's see what we see here. Hilkach says Rashi. Chashivi. The fact that you have the Moados, that gives these 2 months an extra special chashivish. Chashivus. Even though midaraisa, you would be machal for every one of the months. Once there was no more issue of carbon musaf, so then what's the need to be mechal Shabbos for Mar Cheshvin and the like when there's no holiday that's dependent on it? What's the difference if we'll have it a fuller or a smaller month? But these 2 months, they kept the din d'oraisa. Or another Rashi later in the Mishnah. Show Rosh Chodesh, she cracked the Yakar of Bizmano. That's why Mira Rai, so we did it for every month, so the carbon could be brought at the same time. Uba Gemara, Al Shnei Chadashim Vechulu, the Gemara just starts discussing this, Bahatanan, the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes a different Brisa that says Al Shisha Chadash and our Shluchin Yotzin. Why did you say that the Shluchin only have to run for those 2 months? We know they go for other months as well. Amar Abaye Hachikamer Al Kulan Shluchin Yotzin Miberet. Most other months they go out right away at night. Al Nisan Val Tishrayat Shishim Mipezdin Mekudash. That because it's we need the stakes are higher because of these biblical holidays. So they have to wait until the Sanhedrin finished the process of saying Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Well, I don't know how long a delay that is, but that would be a delay. As opposed to the other months, once it starts getting close to nightfall, they can already go out. Because at that point they can pretty much gamble. They're allowed to take that assumption that it's already nightfall, no witnesses came. We can take the assumption that they're not coming tonight. When it comes to those other 2 months, we don't make any assumptions. We wait until they hear Mekudosh, Mekudosh. No, it'll be right before. Exactly. So they'd have to wait till the next day. Exactly. So you'd lose. So that's why you'd be losing out that night, which is why it's important to get them in under the gun. Exactly right. One more Rashi. Hilkach al shar chadash veichil shabbat al edim maharis yotzias hashluchim. Ukso yovo edim ayom yit aver hachodesh, as we just said, Alan. Hashluchim yotzu take a mishitach. The other months, the witnesses didn't go out at night. If they make Michal Shabbos and they get there in time so the Sanhedrin can say Mekudosh Mekudosh before nightfall of the 30th, then already at night they could go out. But as Alan correctly anticipated, but if they don't come, then we're going to have to wait for the Bezdin to say Mekudosh Mekudosh. They won't say it until the next morning. And you've lost a whole 10 hours or whatever it is overnight when they could have been running around. And it's important. Every minute counts when we're trying to get to the four corners of the world to tell Jews everywhere about these holidays. Fine. Ad Kan is the basic sugya according to Rashi. Next paragraph. What's the case? We must be talking about a case, as I told you when I read the Gemara first. That on the 30th day, which was a Shabbos, they saw a new moon. And in a case, if we don't let them get there in time, it's going to be the Rosh Chodesh will be 31st, which is on Sunday. Fine. That's Rashi, and he adds that Tosus is perish in the Gemara. But I kind of that's what we said. A number of questions. Basically two. Who wants to anticipate? Who wants to take a stab at it? There's two basic questions. Again, the basic point, the upshot of the Mishnah on Gemara according to Rashi is, Midaraisa, you could be Mechal Shabbos for all of the months. Midarabanan, we're only Mechal for Tishrei and Nisan because of the holidays, but the other 10 months we're not. Tell me what's your question. Two questions. No. Think almost methodologically. Whenever you have a rule and an exception, so what are the two questions we could ask? Simple. If the rule should have been X, so why do we make exceptions? Question number one. And question number two is always a mamonoshach. And whatever reason there is to make the exceptions, why do we make it for all 12? Why not just for 10? So, Beklolius, whenever you have a sugya, Gemara, Rishonim, etc., where you have some kind of a basic rule and then any exception, you could always ask one, two, or both of the questions we just asked. If the rule was the rule, if that was the starting rule, why do we make any exceptions? And once we had a good enough reason to make exceptions, why did we make it for everything? It's the old one, two, step, mamonoshach. So that's exactly what the Minchas Chinuchim more or less is going to do. Take a look. Karsha Tuva. Chada, he says, Lama b'chol Rosh Chodesh asura b'anu l'chal Shabbos. Why did Chazal come in and make this decree to begin with? Came the Torah Yitira. After Midah Raisa, apparently you are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for this. Or Mitzvah Ikal HaKadosh HaPiriyah. And there's a special mitzvah. Again, this going back to what Didi asked me before. What's the point? The point is there's a mitzvah to do it this way. We have the backup with the Cheshvan. But the mitzvah is to do it HaPiriyah. Because your Darshu Shabbos, as the Gemara says, in Daf Chaf Aleph, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kazei Re'ei, the Kadesh. Hashem tells Moshe, when you see it like this, you should be Mekadesh. So why are Chazal making these Eidim take the slow route, driving the right-hand line, you know, and then we're going to lose out to mitzvah? What's the point? That's question number one. Why did we make the exception to begin with? Why did we say for the other 10 that we wouldn't do it? But yeah, but says the Minchas Chinuch, who cares about carbon? It's a mitzvah to do Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah. That's an ancillary thing, the carbon. Al Pi Re'iyah is enough. And if you don't get it on the 30th, you're going to, again, you'll be okay because you'll rely on the automatic cheshbon. But that's b'di'evad. We'd rather the mitzvah. Turn the page. Correct, but that's only if they feel the need. But we all, it's always preferable to use the eidim. So here we have a across the board takana which wipes out the possibility, or at least threatens the possibility. Menachem says, why would we do such a thing? Then he asks, third line from the top, the e demishum hachi asru chazal, kevin de hamitzvah tucha lakayim biyom rishon, and if you'll tell me, because kind of like what you're all saying. No, nishkaferlach, after all, they'll use the cheshbin, it'll be automatic, on day Sunday will be Rosh Chodesh. Tivo b'yom rishon, v'yizkadesh ha-chodesh b'yom rishon, z'ein svar klal, z'ahave mitzvah she-chodesh yom u'bar, u'mitzvah she-yikam le'edesh yom r'sharu b'yom shoshim ha-sos li'burim, v'oshirach di'le'el. T'zev v'adeh lo'ayi kiddush l'ariya. So, it says, if you have, either you do it automatically, or you just have them come on day third, on Sunday, and say it was Monday, says, what's going on with that? I don't like that, he says. Plus, he says, and now the Maman of Shach, here comes the two-step. V'od, and if for whatever reason, says the Menachem, I don't have an answer to the first question, but if you'll give me a good answer why we made an exception for the other 10, my time will go on Nisan and Tishrei Gamkein. Whatever this Yug is, apparently it's so important that we're going to lose out the mitzvah of Kiddush HaPiriya, so we should have had that for the Nisan and Tishrei also. If you'll say what the Mishnah itself answered, what Rashi said, because we want to make sure the holidays are on the right date. That's a fascinating phenomenon. The Gemara tells us it's impossible. You can't mess this up. Whatever you decide, it'll be. The Gemara even says beferish. If they did it intentionally, manipulatively, they waited. Yeah, exactly. Whatever the Sanhedrin says, that's what goes. So you can't mess up Pesach. It is when he say it is. You can't mess up Yom Kippur. It is when he say it is. So that's the big reason to make Nisan and Tishrei an exception. That doesn't make any sense. It's impossible to mess this up. No.
We don't want to procrastinate a yontif that's in our hands by not taking an aggressive.
Yeah, but Chil Shabbos. Oh. Good. I hear. Again, the bottom line is that the Mishnah seems to be trying to have its cake and eat it too, and that's always precarious, right? If there's a good enough reason to say no, that we're not going to use the darais, so it's a matter of shachu. Either keep the darais and be machal all the months, or if you have some compelling reason to not be machal 10, so then go all the way and not be machal Tishrei Nishan too. So with all of those questions based on the Gemara, Al Pi Rashi, skip to the next paragraph. So with all of that, for the sake of time, we'll skip. Says the Minchas Tinnach, in light of all these questions on the Gemara and Rashi, Mizeh Yasalah Rambam Shita Zud Mekashim Mafreya. Because the way to learn the Gemara with Rashi was so difficult, the Rambam came up with his own shot. And that, the Gemara makes sense if you allow for the possibility of the Chiddush HaRambam that we could be Mekadosh the month even 4 days later, 5 days later. Even though we already thought it was day 31, it was Rosh Chodesh, because no one came. But 5 days into the next month, Adam come and they survived the cross-examination, Lamafreya will say we were wrong and we'll make a new Kiddush HaChodesh.
What does this have to do with
what we said? He's going to say, in light of that, the Gemara will make sense. Let's see. V'hi ha-sugya miyushav v'revach. In light of this, the Gemara will make sense. V'sfir light. V'im nirasa ha-levana b'yom shloshim. The Rambam held, if you see the new moon on the 30th day, yesh eidim afilu achar kach, mekachim yom shloshim, v'zehavi kiddush al pi ri'ya. The Bezdin mekachim yom shloshim, kol cheshbonam, v'gam eidim kein. If Bezdin, or, we saw the first thing that he quoted, right? The first thing he quoted at the beginning of tonight's year, that Bezdin themselves, if they see the new month on day 30, they can be mekadosh it. Im kein, he says, move on shapir, that Torah tzivsa l'chal shabbos v'zvan amigdash niyesh karbon. Number one, midaraisa, any month when you have karban Rosh Chodesh, the karban musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Chazal wanted it to take place at the right time. im lo yavo b'yom shloshim b'shabbos. Because what would happen? Now here comes the Mincha Sinach reading the Gemara in light of the Rambam, not in light of Rashi. In light of the Rambam, what would happen if no witnesses came? So what would happen? We would automatically be ma'aber the Chodesh. The Rambam himself says that you would do that. Lo yakrivu b'shabbos. We would assume that Shabbos day 30 was not Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we wouldn't bring the Korban Musaf then. Kechodesh m'ubar. We would assume that it's going to be a 31-day month. Ve'akrivu b'yom shloshav echad. So on the next day, Sunday, that's when we would bring the Korban Musaf. Ube emes. But what would happen in truth a few days later? Ha'edim yavo'u achar kach on Wednesday or Thursday, and they would v'idu v'yilamafre Rosh Chodesh b'yom shloshav nine of Shabbos, and retroactively they tell us that Rosh Chodesh was really on Shabbos. And what happened? What came out? Alohi krivu karban musaf klal Rosh Chodesh. We had asked before, you can't ever go wrong by definition. But says the Rambam, you can go wrong. In light of the Rambam, because we didn't have that tool in the box. I mean, the Rambam gives us a whole new tool to put in the toolbox. Namely, that things could be changed l'mafreya. So you would be, in light of that, now we understand what Chazal were worried about. The Mincha Sinach B'Kashrus was, what was the Gemara, so why was the Mishnah, why were Chazal so worried that it had to change the Din D'Oraisa? Says the Mincha Sinach, according to the Rambam, it makes sense. Because since according to the Rambam, the Chazal have such a potent power, Chodesh Zelechem, is so potent that you could even do it l'mafreya. So it would come out that l'mafreya on Thursday, we realized that really, really, really Shabbos had been Rosh Chodesh, and we didn't bring Karban Musaf then.
When we sometimes get into a bind, then we see there's no other way of doing it.
It's not a question of what's worse. And so the point is, according to the Rambam, you understand why there's a problem. You're telling what the solution should be. The Mincha Sinach is trying to say what the Rambam saw as the problem. And it says the problem only is the Rambam's kunz is what generates the problem. If you don't assume the Rambam's kunz, then there's no problem. You're right about the solution.
So you should not be able to.
No, that's the point. Again, we're dancing. The Rambam takes as a hanacha, and that's what the Mincha Sinach is now interpreting the Gemara in light of. If you assume that it's true that you could have Kiddush HaChodesh Lemafreya, then we understand, again, but the bottom line, the first thing we have is a Mishnah telling us the Chazal saw a problem that they needed a solution. But the Mincha Sinach asked a few questions where he said, according to our hanacha Rishona, i.e. Rashi, there are no problems that legitimate Chazal's interference, and Chazal's interference don't make any sense. No matter shach, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. But if you assume, like the Rambam assumed, that there is this power of Kiddush HaChodesh L'mafreya, so then we can understand the problem. Because since in hindsight, in retrospect, they could say we had a...
So that's why the Chacham came in and said...
Exactly. The point is, but when you read the Gemara knowing the Rambam, then the Gemara makes sense. We understand the problem, we'll understand the solution. Whereas according to Rashi, said the Mincha Sinach, you don't understand the problem or the solution. Let's keep on reading. Let's read a little bit more.
Wait a second. They brought a carbon on Sunday, though. In other words, the carbon must...
So what's the status of that? I don't know. He didn't get to that yet.
So we're saying that you have to ignore that? I mean, you did bring a carbon musaf on Sunday. I mean...
Good, so let's... Let's read till the end of the paragraph, and then we'll see if it's not clear, you'll ask me then, okay? Let's read to the end of the paragraph. The gambas manj ain't a base in Migdash. HaTorah hitir l'chal Shabbos. So midaraisa, since we have a mitzvah of kiddush apiriya, we could be even mechal Shabbos then. It's got nothing to do with carbon. Achazal b'zman amikdash, lahir gozer shechal losu Shabbos. Are they exactly part of carbon musaf? Chazal stayed out of it during the time of the Beit Hamikdash. Abu b'zman she'en the Beit Hamikdash, but once the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed, ro chazal she'en shum strach mitzvah v'nav kamir mechal Shabbos. What's gained by that mechal Shabbos? V'imi shum mitzvah l'kiddush apiriya. Oh. Which was the Minchas Kinas Kasher against Rashi. And if you'll tell, what about that? The Gemara seems to be not thinking about that. And the Minchas doesn't understand, why aren't we worried about being Mekadosh HaKodesh Al Pi Re'iyah? That alone should be enough of a reason. Not Karbon Rosh Chodesh and the like. So what about that? So the Minchas Kinas says, but according to the Rambam, works beautifully. Because according to the Rambam, again, you take out that trump card. It doesn't matter when the Edom come. If they come on Thursday, in retrospect, we'll have gotten it right, and that fulfills the mitzvah. We don't have
to.
Exactly! If you assume that the only way you can be mechadosh HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, which is what we all assumed half an hour ago, If you assume the only way you can be Mechadesh Chodesh HaPei Re'iyah is if the witnesses come before nightfall of day 30, all sorts of things do make sense. Says the Menchus Chinuch, this Gemara doesn't make any sense. The trump card that the Rambam has is that you can have your cake and eat it too. You can l'mafreya have Kiddush HaChodesh on the right time, a chaser year, a chaser month, day 30 was Rosh Chodesh. You can have all of that, even if the witnesses come on what would have been day 37, 38, 39, whenever. Or he says all the way up to day 60. Even as long as it's still the next month. It's still okay. That's still Yasu Gam Kinamit Lakash Bidri. You haven't lost anything. Kehem Yikachi Yom Shloshim Kifichesh Bonam Begam Eidim Eden Kain. In Kain Eim Shemitzvachal Shabbos. So you really gain nothing. If you think you have to get there in time, so you understand whether it would have to be Chal Shabbos. But if you say, I can even get there 4 days later and get the mitzvah, why should you be Chal Shabbos? Al Kedosh Rechacham, the Rechacham said there's no need. So what's the only thing that's left for the Menachah Sonnet to explain? He can explain beautifully why Chazal said there's no need to be Chal Shabbos on 10 months a year. Now it begs the question, why do they allow you to Mechal Shabbos for the 2 months? And that's the last thing he says. V'zeh b'chol ha-chadashim. Aval b'nisan v'tishrei shebehem ha-shluchim yotzim. But in those 2 months, when we know that the shluchim need to get an advanced start, k'rei l'maher ha-lichoson, to get to all the places in time, he'midu divreihem al din Torah. Chazal didn't interfere. Sober Rambam, the Zatam Nachon came to Xerz Hazal, Mokum Tikul Mar Hashluchen. He took an Amoados, Livnea Golo, Loimi the Ram. Because even the Rambam's trump card doesn't solve that problem. If the Adrava, I would add, according to the Rambam, it's a more acute problem. Because according to the Rambam, 3 or 4 or 5 days into the month, we could find out that we're already a day behind. So we certainly, according to the Rambam, need to make sure that our, you know, Shluchim eat their Wheaties and got as early a start as possible. Because the Maisa, according to the Rambam, we're going to have thought that we had an extra day to get to Persia to tell them about Rosh Chodesh and Pesach, for example. And now we find out 4 days later that they have a day left. So we really need to make sure that they get an as early start as possible, the Shluchim. And that's the Cheshbon of Chazal, was that as long as they left at that time, they could get anywhere they needed to be.
And we didn't yet explain where the Rambam got this.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to even. I don't remember. I mean,
just explain. You know,
again, the only thing, the closest thing he said is, it's the only way to explain the Gemara. That's the Menachos Chinuch. Mizeh Yatsa. That's the lashon of the Menachos Chinuch. Mizeh Yatsa Rambam, right? Mizeh Yatsa La Rambam. You know, he had a puzzle. That was the solution they came up with. Now I don't know. Honestly, I didn't look. Maybe other Mefarshim have different theories, but that's the Menachos Chinuch theory. Okay.
He hasn't discussed yet if they come the 20th of the month. I mean, you've already made Pesach already.
Right.
What do? You say, you know, you make Pesach on the wrong day, and the month, you know, you know.
Or maybe, how far do we rely on their testimony and their...
Well, that's where he said, you know, even according to the Rambam, this is anarchy. So that's why the Rambam had said, we try to impeach them. You know, we try.
But if you don't, I mean, it turns out you do make
I don't know. I'm not sure.
At this point,
I'm not sure. What we're heading towards is the Menachos Chinuch's own Chiddush, which will answer your question. But at this point, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, how do you work Shavuot? I mean, according to one thing, Shavuot is 50 days from
right.
Pesach, but we're saying Pesach is the wrong day. So,
at this point, I don't have an answer for you. Okay? At this point, I don't have an answer for you. The Menachos Chinuch, though, perhaps motivated by that question, is going to, I'm saving the best for last, is going to have a Chiddush. Okay? We have 20 minutes left. Let's divide it into 2 10-minute halves. One more vort in the Gemara, or a raya that the Rambam, the Menachos Chinuch is going to give for the parish of the, of his own parish in the Rambam, and then we will, then we'll go to the Chiddush of the Menachos Chinuch. The rest of the Menachos Chinuch, these next 2 paragraphs, are all various phrases and nuances and sections in the Gemara in which the Menachos Chinuch shows that according to the Rambam it works good, and according to Rashi it's difficult. Just kind of a kind of example. So I'll just pick one for you. Take a look on that page Chav Gimel. You see the bracketed hay? U'l'shitas HaRambam. The Mekad Shalom Afreya. Once you assume the Hanacha, the Rambam has this new weapon that no one else has, called Mekadshin the Mafreya, Nechanami, we have another Gemara we could understand, which otherwise would be difficult to understand. What's the story there? Levi was in Eretz Yisrael. Iklola Bavel. And he went to Bavel. B'chadzar b'tishrei. He got there on the 11th of Tishrei. Amar, he said, B'sim tavshil d'bavle, b'yom araba d'maharava. You're eating delicious food on what is Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. As you're off by a day. Give a little zinger that you're off by a day. You're eating delicious food today, because you think it's the 11th, when really in Eretz Yisrael, it's the 10th. You're off by a day. Amri Lei, so the Chachamim in Babel said to him, listen, you're coming to Eretz Yisrael. Asid, if you will testify to us that today is really Yom Kippur, so then we'll stop eating and we'll, you know, send out the town crier, stop what you're doing, get into Shulot Yom Kippur today. Amar Luhu, he said to them, Lo shamati mipi bezdin mekudash. I didn't myself hear the Sanhedrin say mekudash. And the halacha is, if you didn't hear them say mekudash, you can't testify to that fact. So I think the Rishonim there, Rashi and that Gemara, Marsha, Tosos, they explain that he was there, he was in Bezdin when they were coming. He saw that they didn't come, you know, it was close to nightfall. He knew no witnesses had come. So he could assume how it would play out. But he didn't actually hear the next morning the Sanhedrin say Mekudash. And therefore he couldn't testify to them even though he knew it was true. It's not a question of Mekadosh Tachodosh. They would have accepted his testimony that they were Mekadosh Tachodosh and Eretz Yisrael the right way. He's not being Mekadosh Tachodosh. No. No, Kiddush HaChodesh takes place in Eretz Yisrael, like you just said. But they don't know it to be the truth. So they are saying Hilchos testimony, if you will give us sworn testimony, so to speak, you know, how do they know you're not a joker? You know, if you tell us, we're going to try, if you're willing to testify to that fact, then we'll trust you. But he said, I can't. It's a legal loophole. I can't. Ad kan the Gemara. So it says, Minchas Kedach, V'hine, Hamay Sahaya, what was the case? They thought it was only a 29-day month, so they got a head start on counting Tishrei. And they assumed that because they hadn't heard otherwise. And most months, Elul, most years, Elul is 29. No. You started a day early. They actually added a day to Elul, which means that today is only the 10th. I am Kippur, not the 11th. I am Betosus Shem. So what I told you before, that was from Tosus. That Levi had left Sanhedrin right before nightfall then, so he could assume what would happen even though he himself didn't witness it. He couldn't testify. Fine, that's Tosus. The Hikshod in Tosus. Levi! You're standing behind a precedent, you know, a technicality, I can't testify. But according to you, Levi, they're eating on Yom Kippur, mamish. They're making a mistake and eating on Yom Kippur. How could you not do anything? Shuvadi Yisr Kareis. So, Tosus gives a very difficult answer. Tirtu, paraphrasing the Gemara, Atem, Afilu Shogigim, right? The Gemara had said that when you make the new month, that will work, even if Hashem says, I'll give you Shlita, you have power. Even if you're mistaken, Afilu Atem Shogigim, it works.
I mean, here, yeah, that's really not the case.
Of course not. Then, you know, the Minchas Chinuch is going to rip it apart. Yeah. Exactly. Hine, as Alan said, Teret HaTosus Tamua Ma'od. How could Tosus give such an answer? The Zed Namar Al-Bezdin, the HBO Mekwa HaKodesh Yom, Shiyir Tu Yom Shloshim HaShoshim Vechad. That din, especially the Zerat HaKosov, is that Bezdin has the power to do it, one way or the other. Avala Achash HaKavu Bezdin. Again, this is also relates to what I said to Eli before. But this isn't Bezdin now doing anything. Bezdin did something in Eretz Yisrael on the right day. Vada Kaisra Mukhrochim Lassos Yom Tokim Apik Vyasam. No one says that every other, you know, Shtot, even if they have big Rabbanim like Bavel, gets to do what they want. And you say, I feel like I'm shogim, no matter what you do is okay. That's only the Sanhedrin. But once the Sanhedrin makes a decision, you gotta follow it, get in line. Can every country do what they want? Of course not. So he says that Rashbah tries to fetch an answer with this. And Lamaisa, he says the Gemara is shver according to the Rishonim on the page. But if you, in a second, we'll see, he's gonna try to explain the Gemara, I'll be the Rambam, and make it all beautiful. Yeah. No, he says right now is Yom Kippur. You think it's... Oh, yeah, yes. We don't do that out of sake of the Yoma. But here's not a sake, it's a Vaday. If I showed up, Tali, if I had a Yom Kippur here and I was wiped, I gave drushes, I was fasting, and I am wiped. And then I said, you know what, to the shul, you know what, tomorrow I'm off. I'll be back for Sukkot. But I'm going off to, I don't know, Mesa, Arizona for a few days to relax and prepare for Sukkot. And when I got there on Yud Aleph Tishrei, I go looking to go to Shacharis there, and I see that they're wearing kittels and they think it's Yom Kippur. So it's one thing to think it's Yom Kippur today. That's not a problem. That's just silly. But I say, hey, didn't you? They say, yeah, not yesterday. Yesterday was Yom Kippur. So I realize that they, made a mistake. I'm sorry. I know I have the right calendar. I show up in Mesa and I come to shul in my kittel for Kol Nidrei night, thinking it's Yom Kippur, and they say, no. It's already the 11th. We had Yom Kippur yesterday. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Again, knock on wood. I show up in shul and I know bevados that it is Yom Kippur. They tell me, no, we kept Yom Kippur yesterday. Today is the 11th. We're chilling. Yeah, exactly. You see us in, exactly, that's right. He thought he's on time in shul because everyone's wearing the white thing, and he realizes, no, they're just about to finish and he's about to start. So now he says to them, what are you talking about? Yesterday was Erev Yom Kippur, not Yom Kippur. So that's not sick of the Yom, they made a mistake. So would you say because you made a mistake and you fasted one day, you're punted from fasting tomorrow? In Echanami would be hard. In Echanami it could be that half of them wouldn't be able to make the fast and they'd be anusim, but they have to fast. That happened to be, I mean, the Mitzvah Yom Kippur is that day. Again, but this is not a subject, this is a mistake. So says the Minchas Menuch, next paragraph. Uladas HaRambam Necha Ma'od. But if you assume like the Rambam, the Gemara makes sense. The Be'emes came to the Rosh Hashanah main El Mubar. Most years, El is a small, is 29 days. But Vadi Al Piyacheshbin Yerusa Alavan Al Yom Shloshim. Mistama, that's because in general Al Piyacheshbin, the new month is already on 30. V'chein Machashbin Be'edin B'tzchus Hashana V'gam B'nibab V'vadai Machashbin. Everyone has the same, you know, computer program. And therefore they assume that by day 30 you already could have seen the new month. And therefore they assumed until they hadn't heard otherwise that that's taka what happened, and then 10 days later should be Yom Kippur. But Levi, who was in Bezdin then, and even though everyone was expecting Al Picheshvin that witnesses would come today, but in fact no one came. Therefore Levi assumed Shachodesh it aber. Must be that they're going to come tomorrow and it's going to be Ibur Chodesh. And therefore he assumed that it's really the next day, which is Yom Kippur. Who shalo shama mi pi Bezdin, but he never heard that himself from Bezdin. Vekudosh larotu lahasi, he didn't want to testify. Ki avshar, and here's the point, which only according to the Rambam makes sense. This is only the next few lines, which is going to be the key to understand the Gemara, says the Menachem Chinuch, are only true if you assume like the Rambam. Ki avshar bo eidim biyom shloshim ve'echad hi yom shloshim. According to everybody else, according to the symbolism of the Gemara, witnesses come, they can only testify about that day. And if they can't testify about yesterday, it doesn't work.
Why?
Because that's only the Rambam holds of this power that you can retroactively be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Everyone else says if you come today, then today is when we Mekadosh the Chodesh. We only said Mekudosh today. Who said we could do it on yesterday? And the point is, according to the Rambam, Levi had to worry maybe it happened while I was traveling. According to everybody else, what was to worry about? So Levi, even though he was confident that today is Yom Kippur, but the truth is it's possible, Levi knew, that Taka witnesses come today or tomorrow, and they tell me that really, really, really the Cheshbon of Bnei Bavel was correct, and really on day 30 we saw a new moon. Why didn't we come? Who knows? We got distracted. But we didn't come. That's why he didn't insist. According to everyone else, that was Tosfos' kasha. How could you let them eat on Yom Kippur? Well, because you didn't hear it. But you didn't eat on Yom Kippur! But according to Rambam, it's not so sure. According to Rambam, you always have to walk on eggshells until you know definitively.
Even if you heard Mekudosh, there's nothing to do with that hearing.
Because then they could have come back 4 days later.
Right.
That's true. But again, the point is, but at least that point, I guess, maybe, you know, at some point we do... again, getting back to the question which Alan asked before, we don't say let's not celebrate Pesach because who knows, maybe tomorrow someone's going to come and tell me that I'm a day off. And at some point you can act accordingly. But at least on that, within that window, Levi wasn't going to insist. I'm not saying, you know, this is not the end of the world either way. But again, this just shows you how the Menuchas Menuchos is trying to show how the various Gemaras either can be explained or perhaps even explained better according to the Rambam. Okay, let's turn the page. We're ready for the last installment at Zion. And this is going to be the highlight. This is the Chiddush of the Menuchas Menuchos. But he starts off by asking two kashas on the Rambam. Until now, he's a big Rambam fan. But in order to crystallize how big of a fan he is of the Rambam, he's going to first ask a question, and I'll ask the second question. There's a famous Gemara and Mishnah that the Rambam quotes here in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Ches, the following. One second. Leave out what I said for a second, but let's start from there. Akash al Rambam. The Lafita Vera of the Paragimah Halachid Chespanisan, Petitri Makatim of Afreya, Apopishli Krivu Musfe Yom Rosh Kodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Elab Yom Rosh Vecha, Ukshim Makatim of Afreya Yom Shloshim, Imkain Hai Rosh Kodesh, Yom Shloshim, Mikhamakam Lamash, Ichim Mashakil Kulu, the Karbanos. So one problem he says is, listen, the Rambam himself has told us that if new witnesses don't come on the 29th, excuse me, on the 30th, from Makadosh the 29th, we can assume and be Ma'aber right away. We saw that last week, that was a Machlokes. But the Rambam said, right away we can assume, even without witnesses, that the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. But now, the Shitaso is a problem. That's a stira. Because that was only true when we assumed that no witnesses come on the 30th, that's Fafalan. But according to the Rambam, it's never Fafalan. So why should we do anything automatically? Good. Furthermore, he says, not only that, take a look at the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, you see a few lines lower. Brishona Hayim Akablin Eidus Achodesh Kol Hayom. This is a very famous Mishnah that used to take witness testimony up until nightfall. Pamachas Nishtahu HaEidim Lavo, they got delayed. Miskalku HaLevim Bashir. Right, they thought I think it was a Tishrei, if I remember correctly, the Gemara. So even though we generally have a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday shear, so that doesn't depend on the witnesses. But if it's Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Chodesh, it's a different shear. So they were waiting. They brought the Karban Tamid Ben Arbayim. They set the shear for Chol, and turns out it was really Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, because of that mistake, Chazal said we're not going to allow witnesses to come up until the last minute. We'll cut up the time from the early Mincha time. And the Rambam passing this way. So that's the Rambam, Perikim al Halacha Hei, the Skal Kuluv lo Yadum, Lahakriv Musafim. Al Kainit Kinus lo Yem Akabal el Ala Mincha, Imkin Asr Rosh Hashanah Yom Shosh Vecha. But Frek, the Rambam, Mincha Chinuch, that's the Rambam, Gam Lacha Mincha, Gam Yom Mokar, Lo Mokar. Tomorrow, the next day, Asar Yom, and 10 days later, Akashan Chodesh Yom Shosh Vecha, Pishan Skal Kulu. Ume Mishan of a word, the Kinu Lacha, Osa Yom Lo Yem Akabal el Shosh Vecha, Yom Shosh Vecha, Chim Pasuk Rambam. He kushya atzuma. That whole Mishnah and the Rambam Sakh and the Mishnah makes no sense. That's only when you assume that there's an end line. But for the Rambam, you can constantly move the line. Because it doesn't matter when they come, Mafreya won't be a problem. Whew. So then he says he saw the note of Yehuda. And the Slach asked this kasha, the last question, and everyone's trying to give an answer. Look at the bottom paragraph. And we have one more paragraph to go, and with this we'll call it a night. He says, this is very serious stuff. You know, we're not playing games. This is no late sonas here. This is serious stuff. If you tell me that the witnesses come 10, 11 days, this is the Kasha Allen asked before, you find out mid-month that you were off. So what happened to the Yom Kippur that we kept, or that we missed? The Rambam, the Mishnah that we started with is all based on a kilkul. We have to say 2 months, 10 months. What kind of kilkul? The Rambam was creating the biggest problem of all. The Rambam couldn't have been oblivious to that. So says the Menuchas Menuchah Chiddush. Elanira came to HaTorah HaKadosha. Masra HaMo'adim LeBezdin. Since the Torah gave the power of the Mo'adim to Bezdin, whether you make a mistake on purpose or accidentally, Kikain Gazar Kosov. Whenever you were told to celebrate a holiday, by definition, that was correct. Imkain Kishalo Ba'obiyom Shloshim. If witnesses didn't come on day 30, but not that Chodesh Ubar, and therefore at that point, automatically, we assumed it was an Ibra Chodesh, Al Pi Bezdin Kikain Adin, as the din is, in Kain, he kribu karbonos shorosh chodesh. On that next day, 31, we brought karbonos. The Kain also Yom Kippurim. We counted 10 days from that. Made Yom Kippur. Yom Shloshim Ve'echad, based on the 31st day. Now again, as Talia said before, as Alan asked before, the Lachor according to the Rambam, everything we're doing is walking on eggshells. Because who knows, any day now, someone's going to come in and retroactively we're making mistakes. Says Ben Chasanich, no. Ube emes, even according to the Rambam, kedin asu. The Bezdin Maskim, because since at the time the Sanhedrin said it was okay, that's still the right thing to do. I, according to the Rambam, you have the possibility of Mafreya. Vachareze, after Bezdin Chozer Makachim Yom Shlochim, even though 4, 5, 6, 7 days later, witnesses show up, they run the gauntlet, and they come out clean, therefore we have to Makadish the Chorish Lemafreya, Mikol Makom, Masha Yu Osun Akarban Shom Shlochim Vechar, Agam Hayu Osun Yom Kippurim Lecheshbon, Kedin Asu, Kikach Gzera HaKetorah HaKedosha. In other words, this is going to develop, and we'll finish the thought in a minute. What he's saying is, even according to the Rambam, when the Rambam says Lamafreya, Lamafreya means that we change the calendar date Lamafreya, but it only has Nafkimina Mikano Lahaba. But for the rest of the month, we switch the ticker by a day, but we don't go back to the things that we missed. And on the contrary, we assume that we did them correctly. Lamafreya means that even though the date passed, we can still retroactively make it Rosh Chodesh. But we don't change what already happened. The things that were celebrated, those days are not upshot. It's a very...
Like you would say when you'd have anarchy.
You know, exactly. You mean if it came right on the 10th?
Yeah.
I said it came on the 10th. I don't know. It'd be also Lizule. I don't know if he says it. You can make an argument, yes. The logical extension of the Minchas Chasanim is yes. I could also see a counter argument that says it would make it a Zilzul. I don't know. Let's say they came on Yom Kippur. Exactly. Right. If they came on the 13th, the Minchas Chasanim is saying, okay, from now on we know the right date. But we say the 10th happened. But what say they came on the day we're celebrating Yom Kippur, and we found out that it was not Yom Kippur? No, because then it would have been the 9th. Then it would have been the 9th.
Now, if you had did Yom Kippur already...
You're never going to be behind. You'd only be ahead.
Right. Well, you should have had it. So if they came on the 10th...
No, you'd already be ahead. I mean, you missed when they said.
Right. No.
Yes, you can't go back. Because you started counting on the 31st, and then they came and said, really, it should have been the 30th. So when you thought it was... It's fa'falun. There's nothing you could do. There's nothing you could do. It's fast.
Once they've done Yom Kippur...
That's the chizh of the Minchas
Chinuch.
That's the chizh of the Minchas. Let's finish the thought. It says here... V'gam ha'yosin yom ha'kippurim l'cheshbon k'din asu k'igach gozra Torah k'dosha v'imkein avshem ha'kach l'mafreya. Even though the Rambam holds you can ha'kach l'mafreya, ain't kan kilku klal, that won't cause any problems. U'mikano l'habo, only from that day forward we alter the number. Tzrichin l'achshov k'mosh k'idshu bezden et yom shloshim. Avol adko, but everything until then sh'k'idshu bezden yom shloshim echad.
Very good.
He develops it a little bit in the rest of the paragraph, but for the sake of time, we'll call it a night. So that's the Chiddush. According to the Minchas Chinuch, now again, you can see this is so fascinating and so creative, you can't expect that this has lasted, you know, without criticism. So there's a lot of discussion whether this Minchas Chinuch is really tenable or not. Of course, anyone who would tear down the Minchas Chinuch would then be obliged to try to answer the Rambam. So, for now, we're learning Minchas Chinuch. We'll have to satisfy ourselves.
I mean, the odds are that this probably would not happen.
It's very rare.
I mean, because somebody's going to see.
Why wouldn't they have come?
Yeah,
plus, as the Rambam himself told us,
and
anyway, the Rambam, you know, hopefully, the Rambam himself indicates that there is a hopefully here. Hopefully, the Bezdin could have... Or they could have distorted, and if they didn't, they could still upshlag his testimony. But the concept of it is very fascinating. The Rambam himself is fascinating, and the Minchas Chinuch and the Rambam is weiter fascinating.